Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Wiggins! Oh! Monday Roundup! This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
I resist the temptation doing the Monday Roundup to just bring you box office news over the weekend every time.
That's good, because I don't care.
Because, yeah, I don't
watch any movies.
Most of us probably don't care, but when there's a big story, like, for instance, when we were talking about Wolverine and Deadpool, that was a big one.
Go on.
What? That, no.
Huge. Life-changing.
Hey, it was. Brad went and saw it. That means that it was worthwhile.
That was helpful.
Beetlejuice.
Yay.
Has drawn $110 million in its opening weekend, making it the third biggest premiere of the year and the second biggest September premiere ever. The first biggest September premiere ever was It. You have seen It. We talk about it.
Not the
enough.
New one.
Oh, you haven't seen the new one?
Hell no.
Oh, I thought you had.
No. Why?
I think because...
Why would you think that I would have?
Well, I think I'm getting you confused with my wife, who talks about... Yeah.
They'll never say that again.
She wants me to watch the new It really bad. And we've talked about It enough that I just put you in that category.
Sounds like we're talking about something you know.
It. Yeah, you want me to watch It. You know what I mean. We can't say it around the kids. No, it's just
not our kids. Don't be confused about that.
So Beetlejuice is killing it at the box office. It was a much bigger opening than they expected. Do you have any interest in seeing this movie?
No.
No?
No. No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Oh,
I didn't like the original.
I didn't like the original because I think I was 6 or 7 when it came out, and it was very, very dark and scary. I've watched it more recently, and it's a good movie, but I do want to see this movie. I guess I'm alone. I guess I'll go see it and give him my
There's no way
bucks.
You could have predicted that.
I know. I thought you guys, especially Brad, I didn't know if you were on the fence to me. I thought Brad would be interested in seeing Beetlejuice.
Brad's totally a Beetlejuice kind of guy. He felt judged. Like, felt you just made a statement about him.
Yeah, and I thought it was a positive one. I wasn't even trying to insult you.
What about
you guys?
Me says wants to see Beetlejuice?
I don't know. I just thought you'd like your cinema buff.
No.
It's a big sequel.
No. I did hear that it's a Tim Burton film.
Mm-hmm.
I did hear from, or read, I should say, from somebody on Twitter that it was just a good, entertaining movie, that there's no, they always say, there's no woke stuff in it.
Good.
That's what they said. I don't know. I'm still not going to see it.
That's important.
If it happened to be on my television in my house when I was there, I'd probably play online poker while I watched it.
Man, you really don't care about seeing this movie. I almost am ready to go see it.
See, this is why we traditionally don't do movie stories, because I don't care about seeing any movies.
Well, let me say the movies
it's 2 hours of time that I don't have.
So that's the number three movie of the year. The other two mm-hmm. bigger movies of the year.
I did see Inside Out.
Inside Out 2.
Yes.
Okay.
For my kids.
Well, but it's on the list.
Yeah.
And you went to the theater.
It was good. I did.
So it's killing it. Inside Out 2, I think, is the number one movie of the year.
Went to see before Inside Out 2 in the theater?
Maybe Deadpool and Wolverine.
Mm-mm. Maybe Frozen 2.
It's been that long?
Yeah.
Our kids are just at the age. We're starting to go back to the movie theater. We pretty much are just seeing M. Night Shyamalan movies, though.
With your children?
No, just me and my wife. They're old enough.
It's like the grief.
No.
I did watch Signs at home in our my family pursuit to resurge 80s and 90s and early 2000s movies. We watched Signs with my oldest two. And it was an experience for them because that is a suspenseful,
heck yeah,
scary, great movie because it doesn't have blood and gore.
Right.
And if there's a cuss word in there, they probably hear more inside our house from me than they did from the movie. And there's no like nudity or anything like that. Just great suspense.
Yeah.
And they were like not okay in the middle of it. And then at the end, they're like, that was a really good movie. I'm like, so you got to stick it out to the end.
Oh, man. My kids, I think, would have a conniption if we tried watching that.
No, we didn't watch it with my 8-year-old.
No. We're not ready.
She'd still be attached to me right now in here.
Yeah.
And that was like a month ago.
Yeah. All right. George W. Bush will not make a presidential endorsement.
This is also shocking.
It's a non-story that is a story. Former President George W. Bush and former First Lady Laura Bush will not be getting involved in this campaign, it seems, at all.
I think it's an endorsement for Trump.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every other Republican out there that is in the swampy swamp anti-Trump world can't stop themselves from talking about supporting Harris. And they're not doing it.
It was amazing to me to see over the weekend some of the Twitter accounts I follow that are leftists on purpose. I try to get a broad range of opinions on things saying, oh, this is a great endorsement. I'm thinking of all the people you would hate anything ever that Dick Cheney would endorse Kamala Harris. They hate that man with a burning passion. I don't have any particular affinity for him.
Did we say Dick Cheney out loud?
I don't know if we said it out loud or not.
Well, we did now.
Yeah. Okay. I just thought maybe
making
I...
Sure.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Here?
Yes.
Okay. Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney's not supporting Harris, but not supporting Trump. David French.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Just like you said, I think, in the last segment.
I don't really know
irrelevant.
If I can support Donald Trump now.
Can you imagine the person who's
very
like,
conflicted?
My gosh. Like, that was waiting, that George W. Bush would have made the deciding
I
factor.
I really thought
that.
W had come through. I don't know if we can win Texas now.
Mm-mm. I'm just going to sit this one out then if W is not telling me who to vote for.
I still like George W. Bush.
Good for you.
Thank you. For me.
Two of the biggest names in the Breakfast Game are teaming up, Annie.
Aunt Jemima, is she back?
No.
Oh.
Hormel and General Mills. It's the other two you were thinking of.
Hormel?
Hormel and General Mills, they are introducing two different companies teaming up to give you Black Label Cinnamon Toast Crunch Bacon. Now, before you judge it.
Judge it or?
The product.
Oh, okay.
Inside each package, you can expect to find thick-cut bacon, hand-rubbed with a Cinnadust seasoning blend made from Cinnamon Toast Crunch. When cooked, the crisp bacon has a sweet, savory, salty flavor profile that pairs perfectly with classic breakfast dishes like pancakes and French toast. Does that not sound fantastic? Cinnamon Toast Crunch bacon.
It's weird to me that it's the cereal.
Yeah, it just,
I know you can do a lot of things with bacon.
You can do a lot of stuff with bacon. You've ever had candied bacon
I'm
before?
Not really like a bacon exploratory type of person. But
you're not really
good.
A food exploratory type of person.
Not really.
But this,
I was going to push back on that, but you're right.
You wanted to fight, but there's no fight.
No.
But this is something that would fall within the category of things you would try, right?
I wouldn't inherently not try it. I don't need to eat like the whole package.
Brad, candied bacon person?
No, I've never really liked the sweet on top of the savory.
Done right, though. If you do a maple glaze
or
something.
You can say, there are a ton of people out there that like it.
Yeah.
I am not one of those people. and it doesn't matter what you say, and I always get that same reaction from the same people that are always asking me to try some sort of sweet bacon. I don't like
honey on ham. Is this a high-pressure situation in your life?
It is.
Sounds like it happens a lot.
I know people that run restaurants, and they're like, why don't you eat this?
Terry, every Saturday morning, hey, Brad, I'm cooking something up. You ready to try it?
She's given up.
Kendrick Lamar is headlining the next Super Bowl halftime show. The question
is... It's about time they made that decision. Seems really early.
Now, what is this? Especially, this is the first weekend of the NFL.
They're announcing it's the first weekend, but it is important that we report it. Go on.
Well, it's all over the place.
Name something that Kendrick Lamar does that I know.
That was my next question. Do you have any idea any of this guy's songs?
I'm certain I do, but you've heard me try to do like 60s and 70s rock. Same. I know the songs. I've heard of Kendrick Lamar.
I've heard of Kendrick Lamar. I've heard the name. So when I saw the headline, I thought, oh, maybe, but I couldn't think of any of the songs. I looked up Kendrick Lamar's best songs, most famous songs, listened to them. I was even going to pull a clip. I can't.
They're all filthy?
At least the one I listened to that was the number one on YouTube, it was called like...
You don't know the name?
No, that's how much I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah, but you went to the trouble to do the research. you just had to write it down.
I looked it up at 11 o'clock. That's how long it didn't stick with me. This is a huge artist.
You're reporting.
Well, I did look it up, and I don't know how he's going to do at least that song, because it was constant.
Maybe there's a radio edit version of it.
I guess I'll find that out for tomorrow.
We'll never know because we don't know what you're talking about.
Kendrick Lamar. Look him up.
Now, that part is established. Will Scharf in studio next hour to tell us about Kendrick Lamar.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.